You're listening to SBS News.
These are the sounds from the front lines of Italy's coronavirus pandemic. There are more than 500 people at this hospital in Bergamo, a town of 120,000 at the centre of the outbreak. Dr. Luca Lorini looks after 80 people in the intensive care unit. He does what he can, but he can't save all his patients. And with so many others in desperate need, there is no time for tears.
I never cry. I never cry, unfortunately. It's something I can't do. It's a shame. I cry inside.
Italy reported 475 coronavirus deaths on Wednesday, the biggest jump since the start of the outbreak and the highest one-day toll of any nation. Dr. Lorini says 5% of those he's seen hospitalised succumb to the virus. There are many stories of recovery, but when those patients leave Dr. Lorini's care, there are many more to fill the beds.
Ogni giorno.
Every day right now, every day we face the same emergency and every day we wait for the next day to be better in terms of numbers. This hasn't happened yet, but we really need this to happen soon.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide now exceeds 200,000. Over 8,000 people have died, but more than 83,000 people have recovered, most of those in China. Yet hundreds of thousands of people are still in lockdown around the world as governments take increasingly drastic measures to prevent its spread. Malaysia is now under a two-week lockdown, with authorities warning of a possible tsunami of cases. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has warned those measures could be extended.
We want to break the chain of infection of this virus. Stay at home and protect your family and yourself.
Streets have fallen silent across Europe, the new virus epicenter. German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave an unprecedented address to her nation, warning the country faces its biggest challenge since the Second World War.
Ich glaube fest daran, dass wir diese Aufgabe bestehen.
I firmly believe that we will succeed in this task if really all citizens see it as their task. So let me tell you, this is serious. Take it seriously too. Since German reunification, no, since World War II, there has not been a challenge to our country that depends so much on our joint solidarity-based action.
Bei der es so sehr auf unser gemeinsames, solidarisches Handeln ankommt.
The United Kingdom has scrambled to contain the virus, facing a massive shortage of ventilators to support patients in intensive care. Panic buying has increased in supermarkets, and the pound sterling has plunged to a three-decade low. In an effort to slow the spread through major centres, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the closure of schools. The vast majority of students will be kept home, and only the children of health workers and other vulnerable people will be allowed to attend.
Looking at the curve of the disease, and looking at where we are now, we think now that we must apply downward pressure, further downward pressure on that upward curve, by closing the schools.
In the United States, there was more panic on the share markets, the Dow Jones Index plunging by over 6%, wiping out over 3 years' worth of gains since President Donald Trump took office in early 2017. The president has invoked rarely used emergency powers to boost the production of medical supplies and signed into law a relief package to strengthen America's response to the pandemic. He's come under fire for his choice to refer to COVID-19 as the Chinese virus. Amid criticism, those words are stoking anti-Chinese sentiment.
Why do you keep using this? A lot of
it comes
people say
from
it's
China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate.
I have great love for
all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen.
Sub-Saharan Africa has now recorded its first coronavirus death, claiming the life of a senior politician in the small state of Burkina Faso. And World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has warned every nation to be prepared.
Don't assume your community won't be affected. Prepare as if it will be. Don't assume you won't be infected. Prepare as if you will be. But to suppress and control the epidemics, countries must isolate, test, treat, and trace.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.